At a small pond near a highway, biologist Doug Sweet and his team put on waders and wetsuits and prepare to enter the sluggish brown water of Dawson's Mill Pond Outlet in Pontiac. All summer long, Sweet has made the trip from the Belle Isle Aquarium to this small pond looking for a creature called the purple lilliput. These mussels, native to the Great Lakes area, have been struggling to survive in Michigan, especially since the arrival of zebra mussels. Sweet's made it his mission to find out if there are any of these lilliputs in Michigan still alive.
I was very skeptical and didn't know if we would find any live ones left because previous surveyors were beginning to predict that they were gone. Nobody has found them for several years.
Zebra mussels have been in the Clinton River for 6 or 7 years. Zebras are very competitive feeders. They strip the food out of the water before the native species can get it. Their presence in domestic waters has had a catastrophic effect on many species. In fact, because of zebra mussels and other factors like pollution, almost a third of North America's freshwater mussels are considered endangered or threatened with extinction. Doug Sweet says Dawson's Mill Pond Outlet is the last place to find purple lilliput mussels in Michigan, and he's afraid they'll die out here, too.
Looks like mostly all dead purple lilliputs. Yep.
So far, Sweet and his team have found 9 live lilliputs, and that means there are probably between 100 and 150 of them in that location. Though no one knows how long purple lilliputs live, Sweet says other kinds of lilliput mussels live only about 8 years.
If the purple lilliputs are anything similar to that, then we're running out of time, because the zebra mussels have been here, you know, for about 6 years now, and if they're not reproducing, if there's too much competition, then we might be seeing the very last of the, you know, adult live purple lilliputs.
When Sweet moved to the area, zebra mussels were starting to move into the Great Lakes region. He's a fish biologist, but he became so concerned about the plight of native mussels, he decided to find out how they were faring. He contacted other biologists to ask what studies had been done. Just a few years earlier, Oakland University biology professor Doug Hunter started looking for the purple lilliput mussel in several lakes and streams around southeastern Michigan. During his first few surveys, Hunter found more than 20 lilliputs. But eventually, he gave up hope and assumed that the small creature was destined to die out in the state.
Every year we went back after those first couple of fairly successful years, we got fewer and fewer. The last time I went out there, I think I got one or two. And I thought, well, this doesn't look good at all. I wrote a report to the Wildlife Division in which I said, I think this is an imperiled population that may be on its way to local extinction.
Doug Sweet picked up the research where Hunter left off and is now focusing his efforts on trying to save the purple lilliput. Sweet says the number of lakes and streams in Michigan where zebra mussels have taken hold is almost doubling every year. He says people should realize that what they do with their boats affects an entire ecosystem.
People are responsible for spreading the zebra mussels all over the place. Everybody who has wave runners, boats, fishermen with bait buckets, they have to be conscientious that if they're fishing in one lake, you've got to clean your boat well before you transfer it to another lake or stream.
But even so, it may be too late for the purple lilliput. Sweet and his team snorkel through the murky water, use glass-bottom buckets, or dig their fingers into the black sediment, looking for surviving buried mussels. Eventually, though, the hard work does pay off.
A live one? They do. I think we have another live purple lilliput. There we have it, another live one, 10. So that this revises our population estimate right there, because we found this in a quadrat excavation. So this is excellent. It's exciting. Who could say that you'd get excited over a little critter like that?
Later the same day, the team finds another live purple lilliput, a male, bringing the grand total up to 11. Sweet hopes he can find a safe haven for the lilliput somewhere in southeastern Michigan, where the tiny population can slowly begin to recover. Doug Sweet is now finishing up his field work and will soon begin studying his results for a report to the state. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Celeste Headley.